Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball towards center. Krivic settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Krivic. Hayes moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is walked intentionally. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up beyond short. Appling can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Ambler moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. QL steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Moses reaches second base with a double. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. Ambler bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagel hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Jack Knott. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham now pitching. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert strikes out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to third. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to third. Markham moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 3 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lodigiani hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ross bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Nagel moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses is walked intentionally. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Walker reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert bunts towards the mound. Markham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lodigiani for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Markham takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. Markham moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tresh tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.